everybody. It's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com, and welcome to episode 128 of Talkin' Jazz. I am here with the executive director of the Chicago Jazz Orchestra, the one and only Travis Rosenthal. Look at it. The crowd is going crazy. Can you tell?
I can tell.
We're here late night at the Chicago Jazz headquarters. I'm sure you're very impressed with the headquarters here we have.
Definitely.
I mean, it's packed with jazz fans. They're all working away, slaving away on the computers, promoting jazz throughout the entire world from Chicago. And we have a show coming up. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore because it's so late. All right, I'll get back to normal. So you have a show coming up. It's the Chicago Jazz Orchestra. Can you believe this? It's the 40th anniversary of the Chicago Jazz Orchestra. You guys are going to be celebrating it on March 29th with this very, very special presentation. It's going to be at the legendary Empire Room in the Palmer House Hotel, which is, of course, 17 East Monroe. And I guess the first question is, who is going to be performing with the Chicago Jazz Orchestra? Because this is going to be exciting.
So we'll have the full 17-piece Chicago Jazz Orchestra featuring Renee Marie, who's a vocalist we've been excited to work with a couple of times in the previous years, most recently in Chicago at Symphony Center for our tribute to Sarah Vaughan. So we'll be doing a lot of the characteristic CJO big band charts, some of Renee Marie's big band charts, and a little in between.
Yeah. Well, all right, so here's the first question. Have you guys ever played at the Empire Room before?
We've not done the Empire Room before, so this will be our first time there as an orchestra. Obviously, a very storied room and one that housed everyone back in the day, from Frank Sinatra to you name, they all played there. So we're excited to bring some history back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I mean, for those of you that are watching this and don't know the history of the Empire Room, when you walk into the Empire Room, it looks somewhat like it did back 30, 40, 50 years ago. They still have, did you go into that dressing room in the back?
Yeah, it's like walking in a time machine.
It's unbelievable, because when you walk in there, and you wouldn't know it's there because it's like hidden behind one of the walls that opens up, and you go in and it's like a time machine. And They actually have pictures of some of the stars that were in there. Jimmy Durant, yeah. Durante was up on the wall. And Sinatra and everybody, that's where they were. I mean, it's amazing. They started doing a few different series over there, a few different jazz series, a few different specialty cabaret series at the Empire Room. It's always been lately used as a private room, but for this event, where are you guys going to be? Because there's a stage in there, but there's no way the CJO is going to fit on that stage.
So we'll extend the stage out a little bit, and we'll have a large dance floor. So this will be the first time for the CJO in a long time that we've had a dance floor in front of us, at the request of one of our biggest fans throughout the years has always requested a dance for the CJO. So for the 40th anniversary, we'll have the dance. We'll have the dance floor, the full big band. All the tickets include a couple of cocktails and past hors d'oeuvres for the night, Butler past hors d'oeuvres, and it'll really be an experience like, walking back in the time machine and celebrating like it's the 40s,
Yeah, that's what it says. So you're actually going to be on that stage and extend it out
a little
bit?
Yeah, it'll be extended out a little bit, and then a full dance floor in front of it, table seating in the room. And up on the sides as well.
It's going to be just like it used to be.
It'll be a good night.
So what kind of music are you going to do with Renee Marie? Because, I mean, her repertoire is obviously very expansive, and so is the CJO. You guys could go any direction. Is there a theme for the night?
No theme for the night. Pretty much, if it's danceable, we'll be playing it. We're kind of scouring our books for stuff from throughout the years and things that we haven't done in a long time or things that have been more recent. She's sending some big band charts along of hers, and we're going to put them together and see what we can get going for the night and get everybody dancing and drinking.
Dancing and drinking, it sounds horrible.
Sounds like a bad night.
So that's pretty interesting. I mean, you're going to be able to dance to the Chicago Jazz Orchestra. Now, this is also a fundraiser for the Jazz Orchestra, right? The 40th anniversary. What are tickets going for this?
Tickets are $125. That includes two cocktails, the past hors d'oeuvres for the night, the experience, and that's a donation to the orchestra. So.
Well, I mean, for $125 a piece, I mean, first of all, when you guys play at the Studebaker, usually it's like $40 or $50.
Right.
Just straight out the bat, and you haven't had a drink or two yet.
Right.
Or hors d'oeuvres or anything else. Plus, I love the dancing atmosphere of this, and I'm sure you guys are going to play a lot of those classic well, let's just say a lot of the classic Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald tunes and all of that stuff that swings really hard.
Definitely.
And I'm sure Eric Schneider is going to take very long saxophone solos.
He's actually leading the dance floor, so
I don't know how he'll play. He's going to be in charge of dance lessons.
Yeah.
That's excellent. I like that.
He's got those shoes for it.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah, well, you know, he can move. He can move. He's one of our favorites. He's been on this show a couple of times. He's actually been at Johnny O's eating a Polish sausage from Johnny O's, as he says. So, all right. So the 40th anniversary. Now, you guys have been doing different series. Now, you guys have, and let's just talk a little bit about the Chicago Jazz Orchestra. Mm-hmm. I think you guys have found a great little home at the Studebaker as well.
Definitely.
That's such a, it's like the perfect, it's right downtown. It's a perfect theater. What is that, about 400 seats?
727 full. Okay. So it's that perfect size between the clubs and the huge theaters. So for jazz, it's, you know, it's an intimate, still an intimate space. The sound is there. The location's there, being on Michigan Avenue and downtown. And this will be starting our third series there next fall.
So. Wow. So you guys are doing that. But then let's talk a little bit, too, because you guys have been featuring some different things in some clubs. Green Mill, obviously. And now you guys are doing kind of a different thing on Sundays at Winters, where you do a quintet or a quartet, CJO quartet, and then the full big band once in a while.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what that experience has been like.
So we've been, for those, traditionally we've featured a vocalist every week. For the Winters series, we've just been doing the big band repertoire. No vocalist, just stripped down the big band stuff, you know, a lot of bassy and different stuff like that. That, you know, normally we wouldn't focus as much on when having a vocalist. So we did the summer last summer at the Green Mill, and we'll be hopefully likely returning to the Green Mill this summer. So we're looking forward to that.
Yep.
Doing a lot of different stuff there. We always like playing in the mill, and Dave's great, and we've had a good time there.
It's pretty hip, too, because when you see the CJO in a small club, whether it's Winters or whether it's the Green Mill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like you're going, it's almost like being in New York and seeing the Vanguard band or something where everybody's just packed into one spot and there's this huge sound. How are the, I mean, the guys must really dig it and the ladies must really dig it that are in the band. But, I mean, you guys are consistently doing this stuff. I would imagine it's so that you stay at least together and tight and have like, it's almost like kind of like a weekly or a bi-weekly rehearsal. So then when you do these bigger shows and you bring in the different repertoire, you guys are already ready to rock and roll, right?
Yeah, and it allows us to bring in some new faces to the orchestra through the course of the summer, through some of these things, and you know, bring back some familiar favorites, some new faces, some new charts, different things like that. We just did a weekend at the Green Mill with Thaddeus Tukes and did a lot of the vibraphone big band classics,
you know,
some of the Terry
stuff.
Gibbs, Lionel Hampton, and a lot of that stuff, and we had a blast. It was, you know, 2 days of a lot of fun.
Oh, and of course, the Winters thing is going on throughout the spring?
Winters thing is going on for the next couple of months. Yeah, we're alternating once a month there with the big band and once a month there with the CJO quintet, which has been a lot of fun, too, and allowing us to get some guys in the small group setting and carrying on the CJO name on those off weekends. But Winters is a club that we're excited to play in, too. It's, you know, really close to the audience. It's a nice sounding room, and, you know, Scott's great to work with, and it's a fun location, too. We've, you know, it's always fun to be that close to the fans.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and everybody on the show always hears me talk about Winters because Winters, Green Mill, Andy's Jazz Showcase. I mean, those are the clubs that are in the, you know, the legend. Well, Winters just kind of got going, but I mean, they are bringing in some serious stuff, but it's that intimate space, I think is what I'm trying to say, that all of those clubs have, and especially Winters, because Winters, even the Green Mill, how great it is and all that stuff, it gets a little packed by the bar, but Winters is specifically a listening room where you go in, you see a set, and that's what's happening, right? I mean, and they're starting really to carve out a niche on the jazz scene. By having the CJO there, it's really a dynamite way to do your Sundays. Also, the Sundays are earlier, too, right?
Yeah, 5:30 and 7:30. So, you know, you can either, you know, come at 5:30 and grab dinner after. The sets are an hour and 15 minutes. Or, you know, it's still early enough that you can get home and not be worried about oversleeping your Monday alarm, you know.
Oh, that's yeah.
Well, I still have trouble with that. But.
Yeah. I just wake up in a panic at 4:30.
All right,
so let's talk a little bit more about Empire Room. So the Empire Room, it's March 29th, ChicagoJazzOrchestra.org, best place to go get tickets.
Definitely.
And doors are at 7, or is that when the band starts at 7? So doors are
The band will start at 7, and it'll be about 3 hours or so total of drinking, dancing, hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you can't go wrong. And the Empire Room's a lot like an intimate club, too, because that's how it was back in the 40s. So I think there's a cap on how many people you can really fit in there, right?
Yeah, tickets are limited. 200 people total. That's it for the night. So get your tickets now. They're going quick. Make sure you get them now and get on the guest list.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be quite a scene over there. It's going to be very cool. And for those of you that have not been to the Empire Room, when you walk into the Palmer House, you walk into the big atrium, and up the stairs, there's only one door at the top of that stairs, and it says Empire Room. And I'll tell you, the legends have played there. I mean, people don't realize that because it was a long time ago, but the legends used to be there every week. They used to run 7 days a week, and they used to do those long runs with, like, huge headliners. It's amazing some of the people that have played there. Even Sonny and Cher played their tracks.
Yeah.
How about that? Look at that. Holy mackerel. All right, so all the information, ChicagoJazzOrchestra.org, March 29th, Empire Room. It's $125 for a ticket, but that includes two cocktails, past hors d'oeuvres with a butler.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Kind of cool with a butler throughout the entire night, and dance sets all night long with the CJO and Renee Marie. So I think we covered a lot of stuff here in a short amount of time.
Come and celebrate with us. Come and dance. Try not to watch me dance.
Well, now everybody's going to watch you dance. That's it. All right. So thanks so much for watching. Travis, as I always say, hopefully somebody watching this will get over to the Empire Room on March 29th, or they'll come see the CJO, one of the other clubs or one of the other festivals that I'm sure are going to be happening all throughout the summer. So hopefully Travis will see you somewhere, and hopefully I will see you somewhere soon. But if one of us doesn't see you at this gig, hopefully we will see you somewhere out on the scene.